My name is Gabriela Flores, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-A, Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. I am recording an interview with
Isabel Vera, I-S-A-B-E-L Vera, V-E-R-A,
from
Corpus Christi, Texas, C-O-R-P-U-S, Christi, C-H-R-I-S-T-I.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at John E. Carman Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. To begin with, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales, to me, they mean family, they mean comfort. They're really, really good, either if it's pork, beef, bean and cheese, jalapeno and cheese. They're honestly a really traditional food, especially in my family, because I come from a Hispanic family. We always have tamales during the holidays, during really any time of the year. Sometimes we'll pull them out of the freezer and just eat them, but they're a really good traditional Mexican dish.
What special memories do you have of tamales?
So during the holidays, my grandma always comes over to my house and she kind of initiates making the tamales, and she'll give us the recipe, make the masa, get the meat ready with the chile and everything. And then all my family gets together and we all make the tamales with the hojas and everything like that. And it's just like a really good bonding moment and like a moment to kind of spend with all of your family. It's really, really nice because like, when I see her, I think of tamales.
Okay, so then would you say your grandma is someone you associate with tamales?
Yes, for sure, because she's the one that taught us how to make them, that's always the one we go to whenever we want tamales and everything.
How do you eat tamales?
So I guess with that, my mom makes like a kind of like a special sauce, like de guacamole, or like with avocado, and I'll eat it with, it's kind of like a spicy avocado cilantro sauce, and I'll eat it with that. Or sometimes, I know it's kind of like controversial, but I'll sometimes eat it with ketchup too, because it's actually pretty good.
What are your favorite kind of tamales and why?
I personally like deer and pork tamales. So my family goes hunting, and whatever we kill, like a deer, we actually use that to make the tamales. And so we'll either kill a pig or a deer and kind of mix the two together and make like a deer pork mixture. And so far those have been my favorite.
What's the most unusual tamal filling you've ever seen?
Filling? Honestly, the ones with beans.
Okay.
I've tried them before, but it's really odd to me because usually I associate them with either like maybe cheese or jalapenos or meat, but beans have definitely been one that I'm like, huh?